After Joel graduated from Hartford Seminary, which incidentally was in Connecticut instead of Massachusetts, as I said earlier, he and Anne returned to South Dakota, where he pastored the church in Eason, South Dakota, and then at White Lake, South Dakota. They moved to the ranch in 1974, after Rose and I had a new house built. They moved into the old ranch house where we had lived. I was urged to get involved in politics by Ed Barclay, a friend of mine who lived on a ranch near Edgemont. He was a member of the South Dakota House of Representatives, but developed poor health. I visited him in the hospital in Hot Springs, and he urged me to run in place of him that fall. I did and was elected that fall to represent Custer, Fall River, and Shannon counties. I served for 10 years, and it was an interesting and rewarding experience. I had friends all over the state and was able to represent the people of this area in providing legislation that would not hurt them or help our area. I served on the Ag and Natural Resources Committee and was vice chairman of that committee for several years. I served on the Health and Welfare Committee, the Transportation Committee, and the Appropriations Committee. I was able to persuade the Transportation Committee that the Department of Transportation there in Pierre should not close the state highway maintenance headquarters here at Olin, where it is still located and is doing a fine job of maintaining our roads. They wanted to consolidate the Olin road maintenance crew with the Hot Springs crew, and I knew that that would put the Olin area at the end of the list when it came to maintaining roads. I was able to prevent the transfer of the State Brand Board from South Dakota Stock Growers to the Department of Agriculture, where it had been at one time, and they did such a poor job of brand inspection that it was the South Dakota Stock Growers that brought it back to the high level of efficiency that they are doing at the present time. I lost the primary election to a man from Custer County, as both representatives for the state legislature at that time were from Fall River County, and the Custer County people wanted someone from their county. I didn't feel too bad about it because it did take a lot of the time, and my time, and I 10 years is quite a while, and something like that. It was not long before Governor Janko then appointed me to the State Water Management Board. That board is in charge of water rights and all the state's lakes and running streams. It was an interesting chance to represent the Western ranch industry. I resigned from that board last summer, as it was more than I wanted to do. Most of the meetings were in Pierre, and it seemed like the big issues that were ahead of that board at the time when I first went on, high water marks for a number of lakes over the state, matter of water rights for the Home State Mining Company and several of those other rather important issues have been taken care of. The meetings were short and usually didn't last more than a day, but it took me 3 days, one day to drive over, a day for the meeting, and a day to come home. So I decided that I would resign and let someone else serve.